You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the visual arts. So that means I'm joined by the one and only Omari Rush, Executive Director of Culture Source and Chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. How you doing, Omari?
I'm doing well, Lisa.
Always good to have you here with us. And we have a special guest today. Her name is Jamie Vanderbrook. She's from the University of Michigan Library Book Arts Studio. Thank you for joining us as well, Jamie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
University of Michigan Library has a book arts studio. Can you tell us about that to begin?
Sure. The book arts just refer to the sort of visual aspects and processes related to making books. So that can mean, and it does in our case, that we have letterpress equipment for hand setting type and making books. And we also have things that you can use to make like the cover of the book and bind it together and things like that.
Jamie, just for a little bit more context, as a librarian, you spend most of your time liaising with the Stamp School of Art and Design?
That's right, yes. Most of my work, I'm a librarian that works mostly with people who make art. So the book art studio is actually something that I started because I wanted the library to be a place where my community that I primarily serve could come to the library and do their work to make things.
Now I understand you have a special project you're working on involving mail art. Tell us about that.
So maybe it might help for me to explain what mail art is.
Yes.
So everyone's familiar with the mail, you know, like you go out to the mailbox every day and see if there's something special that might have come for you. So in the mid-20th century, artists became very interested in sort of separating from traditional structures of art that were really just for rich people. So there started to be new movements that were about art making and art consumption being for anyone. So mail art is kind of what it sounds like. It's art that gets sent through the mail directly to people around the world. And the idea was that, you know, anyone could kind of participate in this process. And there's the making of the object, but then also the process, like the stamps and the moving through the mail itself was sort of part of the artwork. So it's like an extra layer that you add to a piece of art, and then it becomes mail art because it's gone through the mail.
Well, and I love this idea, Jamie, that it's not skill-based. It's not about like having taken a class to learn how to do mail art, but it's about people who identify as artists or don't, beginner, whatever. Like anybody can do it. And I think that's one of the cool things about it. What does that mean that mail art looks like, or how would you describe examples?
I think one of the defining features of mail art is that it almost originally, when you first start encountering it, it can look indistinguishable from mail that you receive at your house. There's like a through line there with like the birthday cards that you send to your grandma. And then there's just sort of like a touch of something handmade typically that's also present. So I think if you think about, you know, different art forms, if you don't think about yourself as being an artist, they can be a little intimidating, but everyone's sent a birthday card or written a letter at some point in their lives. Mail art is just about doing that in kind of an intentional way.
So what is the special project you have underway?
One of the other librarians that I work with, her name is Autumn Wetley. She mostly works with undergraduates. You know, she was feeling like people were processing a lot of emotions right now and that they might be interested in reflecting on this time through mail art. So we kind of talked a little bit through her idea. And we decided that we should ask people in our community to write a letter to their future self. So the idea is that you take a postcard. It could be a postcard that's just already in your house. You could buy one. You could make one. And then you somehow reflect or create based on what's happening to you in your life right now. And we've kind of given people some questions to get themselves started, like, you know, what are your emotions right now? What do you want to remember from this time? What do you want to forget? What are you looking forward to when normal resumes? And then you make something. And like I said before, mail art doesn't have to be fancy. It, like the whole idea of it is that it's very egalitarian. And like Omari said, it's something that's accessible to anyone, whether you've picked up a paintbrush in the last 20 years or not.
Is this relating to COVID or racial unrest or all of the above?
All of the above. This crisis of COVID-19, you know, is something that we've been experiencing for the past few months. But the protests related to Black Lives Matter and the interest in organizations becoming anti-racist, this sort of like consciousness, I think, is shifting in the country on top of COVID. And we wanted the project to be as expansive and inclusive of everything that people might be processing and dealing with right now.
Well, and so much of the kind of need for community health, individual health, is about people being able to express themselves. I mean, it's such a heavy time, and this seems like a really great, you know, opportunity for people to have a highly personal, though very intentional opportunity to do that. And with this, people get to see their work and other people's work.
Right. Yeah, totally. I mean, I should say that I had to make one of these in order to get the project started. And I found it really cathartic. I've been trying to teach my daughter how to do paper marbling during the pandemic, and I had a lot of failed attempts lying around the house. So I took a piece of that sort of crappy marbled paper, and then I wrote a letter to my future self, and I just wrote it honestly. And then I kind of embellished it and folded it into a little pocket and a postcard. And it took me like 20 minutes. And afterwards, I felt better. I think it is helpful to sit and reflect on this time that we're in right now. And like you said, we are collecting them. The Ann Arbor District Library is taking them into their archives. In the end, we will create some sort of bookwork, we call them, like a work of art in book form out of the submission.
Is it wrong that mine will say send cookies?
Yeah.
Is it wrong that mine will say eat cookies?
I think in mine, like in the photograph that we're using for publicity, the word snacks is actually like literally visible. Mm. So no, definitely include the cookies.
This is such a unique time in our community history and in many people's personal lives. And I can just imagine, like, looking 20 years out, us being able to reflect back on this and knowing that, you know, these libraries are such great stewards of information, you know, these will be things that community members will be able to reflect on for years and possibly generations to come. So, Jamie, thanks so much for working on this project. It sounds great.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the Ann Arbor District Library, their archives is a really important part of our community. So that's something I think that not everyone is aware of, but they preserve the history of our community, and we are experiencing history right now. And so I think it's awesome that the University of Michigan Library is partnering with them.
Yeah, we're right in the middle of it. Mail art. Do we drop it off or actually mail it, or how do we get it to you?
You gotta mail it. You gotta mail it, or it won't be mail art.
All right.
Otherwise, well, it will be like walk art or something.
Well, we'll put a link to with the address and how to get all your information in on our website with this interview, WEMU.org. Jamie Vanderbrook from the University of Michigan Library Book Art Studio, Omari Rush, thank you both for joining us here on this edition of Art and Soul.
Thanks, Lisa.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you, Lisa.